fact, rumor, scrutiny, suggestion. The Huddle.
And on the Huddle this evening, Bill Ralston is with us. G'day, Bill.
G'day, Larry.
Good to talk to you. Josie Bagani in Wellington, our studio in Wellington. Hello, Josie.
Hello.
I'm going to come to you first on this, Josie, because your mate's over at the UN. No. Anyway, this is Helen Clark. We'll play a little of her and then see what you think.
I don't think that you are quite...
No. Well, that's a different one. I
want to
go.
That's not Helen Clark.
We'll come back to that. here she is.
It would be an incredible privilege and an incredible opportunity to work for peace, development and human rights, to work for that better, safer, fairer world. I have every energy to put into this task. These are issues I've worked on all my life, and I would really relish the challenge of this position to carry on that work and try to build that better future.
All right, Josie, I saw quite a lot of it. I thought she was quite impressive. She looked calm and very confident. What did you see in it?
Yeah, and I thought she had the best line of the whole debate when she was asked about, what about Eastern Europe? Isn't it Eastern Europe's turn? And, of course, that's one of the problems of the UN, that it's crippled by this veto system, by, you know, it's got to be the turn of one region over another. And she just smacked it out of the park. I mean, she said, my little country's from the South Pacific and we've never had a Secretary General either. You know, and it was just great. It was like, you know, don't play that behind-the-scenes smoko, cigar-smoking, deal-making line with me. And she just, I thought she came across really strongly. I've just had a message from her actually saying that there's Al Jazeera, who hosted the debate, have got an online poll, and she's leading the poll. So, okay. And New Zealanders can go on and vote for her.
And she said, please speak nicely and kindly of me with leather.
She said to say hello No.
Well, you know, I think she's it's a tough job application, Bill, and there's a lot of smart people going for it, and I think she'll clearly be on the short list, Bill.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, she'll be on the shortlist. I mean, one of the things was sitting down and watching her speak today, it was a reminder that at times a lot of New Zealanders may not have liked her, but almost everyone respected her. And she came through today with that kind of cred. You know, I mean, if you had a television vote on it, I think she would have topped the poll straight away. And like Josie says, she'll probably, you know, have her biggest battle, not with the public, but with the governments that corrode the United Nations.
Well, that's very true, isn't it? The permanent five permanent members of the Security Council, they're going to dictate this, aren't they, Josie? It's a decision is political.
And it's easy to be cynical about the UN system, and believe me, I have, you know, been cynical about it. But remember, I mean, you've got she's taking, look, if she wins, the next Secretary General is taking over from a character like Ban Ki-moon. So this is a Secretary General who, frankly, has been more secretary than general. I mean, he's the international man of absolutely no mystery at all. That he was a product of that deal-making, behind-the-scenes secret system. And I think that people across the board have realised that this, in today's world, facing the challenges we face, that's not the kind of Secretary General we need. So I think that's going to be in her favour. That she, I know to us, we hear it as slightly cliched, or we might think, you know, she's being a bit safe. In the UN context, she sounds like she's taking real risks when she says things like the Security Council hasn't done a good enough job of keeping the peace. Wow, that's massive in that system.
I agree with you, Josie. I mean, Larry, when she stood up on the refugee thing and said, you know, we've taken so many refugees into our country and they have repaid us more than thousands of times, and she got applause, you know, really solid applause. You know, and that's quite a radical stance to take, you know, in the United Nations these days, when everyone's paranoid about, you know, these dreaded refugees coming.